I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hour number dos here on the Fan After Dark. Blake, Fred, and Dylan got you locked and loaded on a Cowboys win Monday night over the New York Football Jets, but there were other NFL games that went on. Divisions are starting to settle, and we're starting to see the teams that are good, bad, ones that are on fraud watch, and maybe some dark horse sleepers for the playoffs. I called Fred, or texted one of the two, today. I said, I think this is a good time to take some accountability.
You called me because I think this was the second time you called, because the first time I was at Walmart looking for a finger splint.
Yes, and I was making fun of you. That was me leaving the gym, and then I called you while I was at Tropical Smoothie. You hung up on me.
You hung up on me.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Maybe when I took my headphones out.
I think that's what happened. Yeah,
you've needed a finger splint for like 5 months now. Mm. And you're just not getting to it?
Mm. Well, I was hoping that it would just kind of go away, and it has not gotten any better. So,
either way, I just thought today would be a good time. I feel we've gotten through 5 weeks of the NFL season.
I'm so mad at myself.
We do not have a perfect picture, but we have a decently clear picture of kind of how teams and players are shaking out. And kind of the same thing we did at 8:28. Kind of wanted to look back at what me and Fred predicted and see if we're on the right train of thought or what things that we were completely off of our keister with. I don't know where I put my paper, but I do have a
great decent. Where these hurt.
Oh, Fred's pissed, guys. Fred's pissed.
He's hurt. Look at him.
He just slapped. I don't know if Fred's gonna be able
look
to
look at Mahomes. Look at Mahomes. He's like, damn.
His lips are quivering.
Now I gotta throw to Hollywood Brown again. Great.
Yeah.
Xavier. Okay. He's running off the field.
And he's back.
Fred has his written down.
And I'm pissed off at myself.
And I'll try to recoup
just
what mine is.
Just make up as you go along.
No, I'll try to keep it honest.
Yeah, I remember I had Baltimore start out 1-4, 1-5, if I remember correctly. Yeah, it sounds about right.
If I'm wrong on something, you can challenge me. The Tolos and Fatties also are great checkers. They'll be like, Blake did or did not say
that. We have not
that.
Read one single text yet, by the way. Shame on us. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That's the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. We have not read one text, so just because of that, I'll say it right now. From the 601, Justin Fields is the worst throwing running back I've seen.
We got
that was an hour ago.
Football off the goalpost. I think they were talking about the some of the sounds of the NFL.
Okay. Oh yes,
football hitting the goalpost on a kick. Fortune favors the bold. Glad you're finally seeing Nico's plan. Jaygon and Taro.
I've been on the let Nico cook bandwagon. Thank you very much for that, Jaygon. From the 469, and you two should be ashamed of yourselves. Just got my ticket for UNT this Friday night.
Are we not going to be on the air?
I don't know. I won't be here.
You should be ashamed of yourself for not skipping work and going to a college football game.
Well, you'll be here. You've got radio to do. What are you doing Friday night, Dylon?
I don't remember. I might be working.
Whatever, dude. You're not working. Liar.
Okay.
Liar.
Let's go through what your predictions.
I'd go if I was here.
Let's go through what your predictions were, and we'll see how well.
I got the Mythical High School football show, though. So
I'll see how well they stack up
on Friday night. Okay, I'm feeling pretty nicey about all my picks right now. I honestly, I had the Chiefs winning the West.
Okay, slow
all
down,
right.
slow down. You had the Chiefs winning the West. I had the Chiefs winning the West.
You had the Chiefs.
I had
well.
The Broncos in second.
Yeah.
Also making the playoffs.
Yeah, I had Buffalo winning the NFC East or sorry, the AFC East.
We both
I think
did.
We were both on
and
that.
We both had the Patriots second. I remember that.
Yeah.
I think I had the Dolphins last. I'm pretty sure I had the Dolphins
last. Actually, I had them being relegated to the UFL is what I had. This is where things start to get wonky.
Shout out to us on the Patriots call. I mean, not a hugely bold call.
Shout out to us. This is where things went totally awry.
Are we AFC North now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, before we say anything, I had the Ravens at one.
Yeah.
I had the Bengals at two, Steelers at three, Browns at four.
I had Cincinnati winning the North.
Mm.
I had the Baltimore Ravens not making the playoffs, and then I got shamed into moving it, so I swapped them out, and I wish I would have stuck to my guns on that. So shame on me. Lesson learned. I will forever stick to my guns from here on out. AFC South, and I feel really good about this.
I laughed at you.
You laughed at me.
I laughed at you.
Now who's getting the last laugh? I have Jacksonville winning the AFC South, and it doesn't look so crazy now, does it?
It doesn't. Where'd you have the Colts? Do you say it or do you remember?
I think we had them also last? Getting sent to the UFL at the end of the season.
I think we said the Colts, Browns, Jets, and Dolphins had a chance to get the number one overall
pick. Nobody had the Colts doing what the Colts are doing.
So the Colts are balling. Neither me, Fred, saw that coming.
Yeah.
You called the Jags. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, but in fairness to us, I mean, Dylon, did you have the Colts making some huge, 4-1 proclamation this year?
Absolutely not. I had no faith in Danny Dimes.
No, I mean, hell, no. we're sitting there thinking to ourselves, oh, it's going to be Anthony Richardson and Danny Dimes. That's why I didn't take Tyler Warren in fantasy because I was like, oh, he's got no quarterback.
I mean, Indiana Jones, he's cooking.
Oh, he is cooking right
now.
Now,
before we move to the NFC. There does need to be some accountability, and I'll start mine. I don't know if you have one, but mine's for the Raiders. I was very bold over the summer, and said that the Raiders made or the Seahawks made the wrong choice, moving off of Geno and getting Sam Darnold instead.
Yeah,
I said Geno Smith would stabilize the Raiders. I said that I liked the offense with Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty. The offense has been trash. The offensive line's been trash, and Geno Smith, Fred.
He leads the league in picks.
I got to be honest, Geno Smith, he's been ass.
He leads
the league in picks.
9.
65 completion percentage.
Terrible.
75.6 quarterback rating, which is just 4 points better than Jake Browning.
Isn't good.
It has not been a great stretch for me as far as the Raiders go. And I just wanted to be honest with you guys and say Blake missed that one. Okay. Anything on the AFC you want to be accountable for, or you want to go to the NFC?
For me, my initial wild card choices were the Chargers, Denver, and Houston. And
Chargers and Denver, great.
And Houston, it could be. I mean, they're 2-3 now.
Yeah,
you know, they've won two in a row. And then I capitulated. I wussed out, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll go ahead and pick the Baltimore Ravens. And I wish I had stood my ground.
Let's go to the NFC. What you got for us?
Seattle, AFC West. NFC West, as I was. Seattle, NFC West.
I'm pretty sure I said Seattle would be last in the division.
You did.
I said the Cardinals would be third.
Yeah.
Because I was just not believing in Sam Darnold. I said the 49ers would be good this year. They'd finish second.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the Rams would win the division. Kind of got the order messed up.
Yeah.
And I definitely did not call the Seahawks. I didn't give them any respect. So I missed on that one. The Rams, to me, I think are still a Super Bowl contender, even though they lost to the 49ers. And then the 49ers, even though they have been injury riddled, called to be competitive this year.
Look, I have been a Kyle Shanahan non-believer, and I'll tell you what, I will say he's had that team balling this year, considering
pretty much just coaching.
They've got a lot of people hurt. Bosa's done for the year.
Impactful guys.
You've got a patchwork wide receiver group. I mean, hell, Sky Moore is one of your wide receivers. That tells you all you need to know about how bad that wide receiver group is. Stop me if you've heard this before. George Kittle's hurt, as usual, but hey, what are they, 4-1? Just had
one
huge Thursday night game with a backup quarterback.
NFC West looks like this. 49ers 4-1, Seahawks 3-2, Rams 3-2, Cardinals 2-3. Also, the Cardinals, if you guys missed it, had the most embarrassing loss in
NFL history.
Probably in NFL history. They're up 21-7 with 10 minutes left in the fourth. Imani DeMarcado.
Your boy.
Fantasy,
did you playing him?
Fantasy football waiver wire pickup. I played him and Carter.
Yeah.
I didn't even care. I still won this week.
Mm.
Played no tight end, played both running backs on the Cardinals, and still up 160 and won. Their last
That's
division.
That's the special needs group that you're in, right?
It's my money league, man.
Okay.
I'm balling in there. Anyone know why I'm balling? Let's go to this division, the NFC South. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I said they're going to be Super Bowl contenders. They're going to be legit this year. They're going to dominate this division.
I had them winning the division as well.
And that's exactly what they've done. We both called the Saints being terrible, and they've been terrible. I think we said the Falcons
Mahomes
would be...
Mahomes just threw an interception, Fred. It's not a pick six.
It's not a regular interception, folks. It is a pick six by Patrick Mahomes. I feel great.
99 yards to the house.
99 yards? He threw it on the...
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
1 yard line. Look at Mahomes clapping like he meant to do that. Look at Mahomes clapping like he meant to do that. It's fine, guys. I meant to do that. Fred Davis. These are the moments you wish you were on Dallas Fan Camp, because Fred Davis's face hasn't moved. It's a look of discomfort. It's a look of, is my team falling off? It's a look of, is my team losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the second half?
Who, oh, by the way, are 4-1 in the year and just beat San Francisco last week. So, I mean, it's not like this is your father's Jaguar team. Okay, so let's get that straight.
I mean, this is a bad pass. Look at the replay.
Oh, it was a terrible throw.
Fred, answer this question for me.
It was a terrible throw.
You say all these things about the Jags. Is Trevor Lawrence better than Patrick Mahomes?
Of course he's not.
Okay, thank you. Then. So that's all that really matters.
I mean, you act like so other teams aren't supposed to win.
Nope.
Like, what do you?
Nope.
What are
nope.
you? Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Takes are asinine.
Look at them.
You know, you're rage baiting, and I'm not going to stand for it. I'm not going to stand for it. Just, I mean,
what
just
a pass.
What
a pass.
Just didn't see him.
Didn't see him.
And this was maybe the slowest 99-yard return I've ever seen in my life. 21-14. I'll tell you what, the Jags have scored 21 unanswered.
That's even worse for the Chiefs. That was a really slow return.
Nobody could catch him? Well, Thornton got hit twice and still couldn't bring him down. So, anyway, whatever. A lot of football left. I'm not worried about it.
Accountability. Let's go back to the AFC. Now I'm playing. Okay, NFC. What division are we at now? NFC.
So, you and I both agree Tampa Bay. Who was your NFC West pick?
My NFC West pick was the Rams.
The Rams.
And I had the 49ers.
I did have the Rams making the what did I have them making? I had them making the wild card.
Okay.
All right. So you and I are both in agreement on Tampa Bay. I had Green Bay winning the North.
I had the Lions, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, you're feeling good about that.
I'm pretty sure I had the Lions.
And shame on me, I had the Lions falling off this year.
You did call that.
I did have the Lions falling off this year.
I said the Vikings would be last.
Yeah,
I do remember saying that.
Because I haven't been sold on J.J. McCarthy at all.
And I think we both had the Packers second.
I've got Green Bay. Like, I have Green Bay and the Rams in the NFC Championship.
Yep.
And so I'm more than happy to eat my words on the Detroit Lions.
Before we move off the South, I do want to give myself a pat on the back.
Of course you do.
Football takes asinine. Got to defend myself sometimes. Emeka Ebuka, somebody called him before the season even started.
I swear to God, this guy, you'd have thought... I mean, you make it seem like he was a seventh-round pick.
Somebody called it before the season even started.
He was a first-round draft pick from Ohio State. Like, okay, I get it. I give you all the props in the world, but this isn't some huge stretch.
I'm just talking about with me and you. I'm not saying in the football world.
Bro.
Did you believe in Ebuka? Yes or no?
I didn't care about Ebuka. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers first-round pick wasn't on my list of things I was overly concerned about.
We can go back to the NFC West. Jackson Smith and Jigba told you he's going to be a star this year.
You did. You said he was going to play well.
And he's only been one of the five best receivers. Now, Puka, I didn't really see coming as far as like dominating the receiving stats, but he has been doing it. Okay, that's all the NFC. NFC East. I went with Philly.
I had Philly winning. Yeah. I had the Commanders second. I had the Cowboys third, and I had the Giants fourth.
See, I being the right Cowboy homer that I am, had Dallas making the wild card. Not too late, boys. We're 2-2-1 through five games.
2-2-1. We're still in it.
Look, here's the thing about here's the reality, right? I mean, offensively, you're as good as anybody. That's not a stretch. And defensively, you just got to make a move here, make a move there.
The Eagles at 4-1, the Commanders at 3.
Oh, my goodness. Breshard Smith, the pride of SMU, almost took that back to the house.
And there's a flag.
Probably on Jacksonville. Probably on Jacksonville.
It's coming back.
Probably on Blake for being a hater.
It's probably on
Blake for being a Ibuka.
See,
greatest call in NFL history.
You want to know what's funny, listeners, everybody listening at home? Fred is usually so cordial and nice during our NFL talks. As soon as the Chiefs are on, especially if they're losing,
because you rage bait
me. He starts getting so hostile. You know what? I hate all of your takes. You're the dumbest radio person ever. Don't even know why you're here. Who cares if you call it Ibuka? I don't give a crap. You suck, and the Chiefs are great.
That's it. That's exactly right.
And the Chiefs
right.
take the lead, and they go, "Oh, we're so back.
We're so back, Blake. You
we
know
are
what?
Back.
You're so
we are
smart.
Back. We are hey, back.
Blake,
a lot of football.
A take.
Left. A lot of football.
Great
left.
Job.
What a terrible call, by the way. That's not even a hold. What an awful call.
Is there okay?
The
so
NFL's got it in for us.
We got a couple minutes here. What has been outside of the Indianapolis Colts?
They called that a hold. Are Let's you go. Serious? He's already on the ground.
Let's go ahead and bring it on back.
He's already
bring it on back.
The ground.
Outside of the Indianapolis Colts, Fred, what has surprised you the most?
Something needs to change. Go ahead.
I know that a Chiefs fan didn't just say something about the officiating. You had a terrible touchdown. The first one to Kelsey
picked up. Something needs to change. I am tired of this.
They run an obvious pick play. They throw a flag. They throw a flag, guys.
Worthy's back.
They go in there.
They just pick it up. It was within the rules.
They just pick it up. It's the Chiefs.
I'm sorry.
It's the Chiefs.
I'm sorry that they function at a better level than most teams. There we go. Look at that. Both feet in. Boom.
I'm glad he got both feet in when nobody was next to him, Fred. What a feat. What a feat. Xavier Worthy gets both feet in when nobody's next to him.
He's probably sad about that horrific showing from Saturday.
What is the thing that surprised you the most, other than the Colts? I know the Colts is the obvious one. It can be good or bad. The thing that when you're watching 5 weeks in, you're like, how is this still happening?
I'll tell you, I'm surprised at how quickly Detroit picked up where they left off. Like, as bad as they looked in week one, they like, all right, we're back. Okay, we got that out of our system. Now we're back to being the ass kickers that we were last year with Ben Johnson and have not missed a beat. And Jared Goff looks good again. Dare I say, might look just a tad better than he did a year ago, because now, you know what it makes you realize? That, okay, Jared Goff's actually a pretty decent quarterback, right? It's not just, oh, he's a byproduct of Ben Johnson, right? Like, okay, you gave him another offensive coordinator, and he's still doing his thing.
He's balling right now. For me, I would have to go with, I don't know, man. I feel like we were pretty on top of it, like not that much other than the Colts. It's catching me in surprise. I'll just go with my Raiders take. I thought the Raiders would be a little bit more competitive. I thought Geno was going to be better, and he's been horrific.
I'll agree with you on this. I mean, I'm not. Am I surprised they're 1-4? No, but I at least thought they'd be a competitive 1-4. Like, okay, they're losing games by a touchdown. Mm-hmm. You know, they're playing better football. You got Pete Carroll, who at the very least you would think, all right.
Thought there'd be a floor.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, they're losing 27-23. They're losing 31-24 type stuff. But no, they're getting embarrassed and look completely like the Raiders we're used to seeing. And that, you know, I was talking to my buddy Mike Babbo about this yesterday, and he's like, look, this is the worst Raiders team I've seen in 50 years. Now, I could do a segment, and I'm going to send him this clip tomorrow. I could do a segment where we call it Mike's Angry Tweets, where I just read you tweets from Mike when he, or I say Mike Angry Tweet, Mike's Angry Texts, where, and I'll give you a little, just a snippet of what his texts sound like. So, like, here we go.
Perfect time to do this.
Worst all around team I've seen in 50 years. That includes the Jamarcus years. Let's see. Here we go. I'm immune to the incompetence, and that's not good. And that's Mike talking about his Raiders.
Well, the Raiders had a team or had a player that was injured. There's other teams with injuries, if you could guess that, Fred. We're going to talk about those injuries.
Oh.
maybe one guy that just hit the IR that's in your fantasy football lineup. We'll give you all the NFL news over the weekend coming up next.
That's rough.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense Side-by-Side Fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.